My guest this afternoon here in Derry is Dennis Bradley. Dennis Bradley was a former priest. Of course, he is particularly well known because of his involvement on the policing board. And I suppose, more importantly, he was a member of Eames Bradley, a body which examined victims and potential solutions to that whole issue. But he's a keen observer of situations, and I want to engage him on a number of these issues today. There was the recent presidential election in the Republic of Ireland in which Martin McGuinness from his city was involved. What does he make of that? I also want to discuss educational trends with the Democratic Unionist Party opposing the merger between Queen's and Mr. Millis College. And there will be other issues, of course, which I want to raise with them, particularly the prisons issue, having been so familiar with the whole question of symbols and emblems, etc., within policing. Dennis Bradley, could you just first of all try and give me a sense of what the Republic of Ireland told us in terms of where we stand collectively in Northern Ireland, or the North, as Martin McGuinness might say, in the wake of that presidential election?
I don't think the presidential election, particularly vis-a-vis Martin McGuinness's entry to it, told us a terrible lot new, but it redrew and recoloured a picture that's been there and has been forming for quite some time. And it is a partitionist mentality, it is a them and us, it is up there, down here mentality that has been forming in the 26 counties for a long period of time. Some of it has to do with geography, some of it has to do with distance, some of it has to do with history, some of it has to do with forgetting the family, in the sense that people didn't come north for the best part of 30 years and therefore didn't know the north, and it became a strange foreign territory to them. And I think that has gone in deep into the psychology. But a second thing has happened is that the incestuous preoccupation of the south of Ireland with their own economic welfare has become the number one issue for them. And if you listen to their radio, if you look at their television, if you read their newspapers, you see that they have actually little time for anything outside of their own preoccupations.
But could I just ask you, how much in reality do you think was Martin McGuinness's past, his affiliation with the IRA, how much of that was a real factor in the behaviour of some elements of the media and Fine Gael, for example?
Well, I think that the fact that Martin McGuinness was involved in the IRA and that he was a well-known character, and he's iconic in that sense, as catching the flavour of the Troubles, was an issue. And I don't think that Sinn Féin have dealt with this issue very well, and I don't think Martin McGuinness has dealt with this issue very well. They've tried to get around it and passed it, just as all the political parties in the South have. I mean, someone who examined this issue over a long number of years, I mean, I do not know what Fianna Fáil's policy is on how you deal with the past. I have no idea what Fine Gael's policy is, except that the Prime Minister, you know, Enda Kenny's out supporting the Finucane family this morning and saying he'd bring it to America. But what's his policy, for example, on the worst troubles that ever happened in the south of Ireland, which was the Dublin Monaghan bomb? What Fine Gael's view of how you deal with the past is, I have been around that, and I have no idea what they are. The Labour Party I'm even less sure about. So, in fact, I think that Sinn Féin do not deal with this well from the point of view that they have allowed themselves to be the bête noire of the situation, rather than to be, in fact, just the continuation of an unfortunate and divided and really violent history that this island has suffered from for 100 years, not just for 40 years.
Do you think if somebody like Piers Doherty had stood, a Donegal man, for the presidency election or presidential election, do you think if somebody like Piers Doherty from Donegal, a young man who wouldn't have been contaminated per se with the past and with the IRA, would have done better?
I don't know if that's true or not. I'm not totally convinced of that. I do think that there is a mainstreaming of Sinn Féin that's going on. And I think that McGuinness succeeded in the sense that he brought the North, whether even if it was kicking and screaming, he brought, the South into confrontation with the North. And you had a lot of negativity around that. But it also mainstreamed Sinn Féin. They got past something in a way. I think Piers Doherty would have attracted some other voters, but lost voters that perhaps McGuinness would have got. So I wouldn't be convinced that Piers Doherty would have done better, but I think it was a victory for Sinn Féin in political sense, that it's easier for them the next time. whatever the next time is, I think it becomes easier because this issue to some degree has now been played out.
If you're of the opinion that the gap possibly opened up between Northerners and Southerners, if we could come closer to home, we hear now that the Democratic Unionist Party is resolutely going to oppose any merger as to Miller's College, a teacher training college perceived to have a Protestant ethos, with Queen's University, even though Sir Millis is falling down. Now, the point being, unless St. Mary's Training College is undone, the DUP will block any challenge to what they see as the ethos of the Protestant way of life within Sir Millis Training College.
Well, if they're doing that for pure tribal reasons, I think that's wrong, but I hope that they're doing it for more positive and more long-lasting reasons than that. And if they are, then I would have a lot of sympathy for them, because I do believe that the days of having separate teaching colleges are gone. And I think it is wrong of the Catholic Church to think that they can maintain this situation in the north of Ireland. And I think that the place that they start with that is actually dissolving and getting rid of separate training colleges for teachers. And I also think that in this day and age, I think that where we are at the moment, not just within education, but where the churches are, I think that ecumenism needs to rear its head again and needs to actually find a place within all of this, because we are, or claim to be at least, fellow Christians. And I don't think that fellow Christians can allow the separateness that has been part and has been defining, in fact, of Northern Ireland for so many years. So I think if they're doing it in the larger context of saying we cannot go down the road of having an integrated schooling system, in the proper sense of integrated, Protestant, Catholic, everybody going to in geographic ways, then I think that if that is a continuation of what Peter Robinson claimed about 6 months ago, and which I think is within their manifesto, then I would think that that's a good development. But if it's just been done, if we don't get our way, we don't want them to have their ethos, then I think that's unfortunate.
So if the Catholic Church is wrong, in your opinion, in terms of clinging to its Catholic ethos within teacher training, where does Peter Robinson stand in your world today against the backdrop of his resolute stance and, in fact, his threat to resign if there's any move to alter the image, what he sees as the emblems, badge, name, etc., of the prison service?
Well, I found that very depressing, if it was as it was reported. As it was reported, it was, he was saying, I will resign if there's any change in this. If he was saying, I will resign if Her Majesty's is removed or if the Crown is removed, then that's a slightly different statement. I mean, in policing, we had the exact same situation as the Police Service of Northern Ireland was being set up, and we had David Trimble jumping up and down and saying he would resign around a lot of these issues. What we did, of course, was not to exclude anything, not to remove anything. We included other things. And in fact, if you looked at the Police Service of Northern Ireland, the Crown is still there, but the harp is there, and all the other symbols. There's about six or seven symbols that actually designate inclusiveness. Now, if Peter Robinson is at this stage, having come the journey that he's coming, putting up obstacles to be inclusive of Catholic people into a service that is 95% Protestant, that has such an ill reputation from the point of view of effectiveness and overstaffing, I think it is unfortunate if he's going back to a type of tribalism. I hope that he's not doing that, because that is really, really depressing. But I think that if it's about saying, I will have our symbols there, then he needs to come out and say, well, I don't mind if there are other symbols there as well.
Ever thoughtful, ever thought-provoking, ever creative in his thinking, Dennis Bradley, my guest this afternoon in Derry. Good afternoon.